Okay. Ready?
Yes, ma'am. You look like you're having a stroke.
I might be. Okay. Oh my god! It won't stay in my ear. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Oh my god. Fuck.
Oh, Jesus.
How do they get so tangled?
I'm telling you, you gotta get on the AirPod train.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? I just, guys, if anyone has a suggestion for headphones that like fit weird shaped ears, apparently, I don't know what's wrong with me. Sorry, I'm really frustrated.
I already told you to get AirPods. They have different size thingy-ma-bobbers.
Well, so did the Beats, but that didn't work.
No, the Beats are, I don't like those. They're too chunky. My husband has those. They drive me nuts. But I have AirPods, the Pro, whatever the newer one is, and they have different sizes. Look, doesn't fall out of my ear.
Well, maybe you have normal ears.
Not sponsored. Unlike me. I do think I have more normal size ears than you do. And not to, your ears don't look, I'm talking about the canal.
I was gonna say, do they look small? Like, I don't understand what the problem is.
They have really tiny little ones, like the little sponge or whatever the fucking tip is. They have smaller ones. So I think you should try it.
Well, it's next on the list.
Lily just spent like half an hour just like literally screaming.
I'm like, okay, are you ready? Okay, wait. And then it would fall out. And then I oh my God, I'm. Anyway, hi, welcome girlies.
Did we say what episode this is?
I did.
Okay, thank goodness.
No?
You don't want to disappoint anyone.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think you did.
133.
123. Oh wait, 133?
Yeah.
Whoa. Damn, that's a good number. I like that. 133. That feels like a lucky number.
Look at you liking the number for once.
I know, for once.
Anyway, hello, girlies. Should we start this off by saying you're amazing, as usual?
Yeah, I was going to say, should we start this off by bowing down, getting on our knees? Like, what do we need to do?
I honestly shouldn't move because my headphone will fall out. Just know that we are so thankful because yet again, you are like... I knew people would donate because you guys are very generous and supportive during this whole thing, but like each time it just blows my mind. It took like 6 hours.
Yeah, I woke up and our goal was met and I was like, honestly, thank God. Because I was really scared. I can't. But thank you guys so much. You guys have been not only hilarious in your donations, like they'll write funny things.
I was
very
just gonna say
things.
That's my favorite just, part. There was one yeah. like long paragraph that was like one of the sweetest things I've ever read, and I started crying. But my favorite are like, suck on that, Janet. And I'm like, yeah.
I think that you sent me a tweet that someone was replying to you saying, like, I think they underestimate that our community runs on spite. And I'm like, you know what? Period, honestly.
Yeah, I was like, oh, wow, that is a great point. Yes.
But you guys and your generosity means so much to us. And we are going to try to keep fighting. We're all very tired of this fight. But it is an important one. We recognize that. You know, a lot of people were talking about fair use in their donations and like how they support it.
I still can't believe what they're suing us for. Like,
right.
I feel like we've said some pretty out-of-pocket stuff over the course of this podcast. And
right?
Those were not it. And I mean, like, the opinion part of it, like, that's separate. Fair use, like, we're allowed to use the clips in the way that we do. Especially after Ethan's case, you would think that that would be more common knowledge. And you would think that Janet, an IP lawyer, would have a better handle on it. But alas.
Does she have a handle on anything? She has flown off
True.
The handle.
It's a very good point. In allegedly. Our opinion, allegedly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just so interesting to me that they really perceive our show and Becca and Kitty, like, they just perceive us as these, like, stealers, if they really do, but like these people who just like steal content
art.
Just to make money. And it's like,
art.
Girl, do you know how fucking hard we work every week? Because we're editing ourselves, like our content, the things we sit down to film and create. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Not to mention, like, we usually can't shut up. We are like not just running these clips for like 5 minutes and not saying anything. Like, I watch people do that all the time on YouTube. That's not what we're doing.
Oh no,
we
Lily pauses
are
a lot.
A little obnoxious. I have a lot of thoughts.
I don't know. This whole thing pisses me off, but thank you guys so much for giving us a fighting chance. And we will just, you know, keep chugging along.
Cheers to you, girlies.
Cheers.
Should we do a good?
Oh,
are
sure.
You drinking? Is that? Yeah. It's just a seltzer, isn't it?
A sparkling water. Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
I was going to grab a drink, but it's at the hour of day. God, I'm getting old. It's at the hour of day. It's 4:21 p.m. where I am.
So you'd go to sleep right after.
Right. I can't drink that early. I will fall asleep.
I was almost going to, because we were supposed to film like 2 hours ago. And yeah. Jessica kept being like, I'm running late. And I'm like, good, because I'm always running late. So I could always use another 15. But I almost started because I never finish my Truly. I get like a quarter of the way through it and throw it away. But I was going to pregame and I decided not to.
Oh, I'm sad. Why not?
I don't know. I probably should have. It would have been funny.
Pre-gaming before we talk about JoJo and Michelle the bartender? good idea.
That's kind of why I decided not to, because, oh, well, you guys, I'm not a big astrology girly, but I passed this thing. I'll put it in here now.
Do not mess with Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, or especially Aries placements in April. They will tear you to shreds and pieces if you try to demean them. They are going to be emotionally unregulated, and they will be particularly feisty and feral because they are highly affected by the upcoming solar eclipse on April 8th, and they are affected by Mercury retrograde at the same time from April 1st to April 25th. Their fight or flight response will be activated if you provoke them, and their ruthlessness combined with their unhinged emotional instability will cause them to absolutely obliterate and destroy you. They will also have the sharp wit and the mental acuity to verbally destroy you in a debate. They will win any dispute. So April is absolutely not the time to anger a cardinal sign, unless you want to lose the argument and to be humiliated.
Passed that on Instagram and sent it to Jesse, and I said, I mean, I can't be held responsible for my actions.
I was telling Lily, I've noticed in editing in the last month in particular, she has been going hard. The amount of things I have to cut out, because I'm like, Lily, you can't say that. You just can't. I mean, you can, but we can't say that publicly.
I was gonna say, well, I did, but as I get older, the filter gets less and less. Like, yeah, I just can't control it. It just comes out.
That was my grandma. My grandma was an Aries and had no filter, and she was hardcore. But anyway, okay, shall we begin? And God, what do we want to begin with? Because I feel like I'm not ready to talk about JoJo Siwa again. We just talked about her.
I feel like we always end it with Michelle. Should we switch it up and kick it off? Michelle the bartender, if that was not clear. Because guess what? Remember when she said she wasn't going to spill the tea about her divorce? Just as we suspected, that is not the case. She's spilling all the beans.
Yeah, so if you guys remember or don't remember, we'll fill you in really quick. Michelle Bartender is a TikToker, and she came up for her bartender story times. She would talk about like clients she had or reenact them, or then she would show people how to make drinks. Like, it was a pretty normal account originally.
It was very much bar-centric content, which is why she is known as Michelle the Bartender. But then she started oversharing a bit much, and by a bit, I mean like a lot much, about everything in her life, including her third marriage.
Right. So she used to be married to Jason Momoa, and I'm just
kidding. Well, I mean, it wasn't Jason Momoa, but in her opinion, he looks just like him.
Yeah,
he doesn't.
Especially when you go like this. So this got really weird because she's always been a person who doesn't really omit anything, even in her bar story times. And that's really not that big of a problem, even if you're just talking about story times of your life or whatever. But it became a problem when she started talking about her marriage.
About her own life.
Yes. She also has a child. And so she basically started sharing very troubling stories. One of them was one that had just happened. And it was basically that her husband, who is an alcoholic, got so drunk that he went to the bar, brought a random man back to her house where she had a child. And she later found out that the guy's intention was to actually rob them. It's this whole thing. You could check out our episodes on her. But that's basically it.
But I do find it particularly, I mean, not ironic because like we knew at the time, but the way she prefaced that whole story was like, my husband doesn't drink. And then she proceeded to say like, because he can't stop. When he drinks every beer in the room. But she just kept saying, but he doesn't drink.
I know I've talked to you guys about how my husband doesn't drink because he can't drink, because he can't stop. Like once he has one beer, he has to drink every beer there is until they're all gone or the bar kicks them out or whatever. After that couple left that my husband invited over, he had like 8 beers. He Ubered up to a bar. I didn't even know he left, you guys. He gets home at 3:20 in the morning. My husband is like in the refrigerator trying to scrounge up something. I don't know what he's doing. I see this guy, he's walking around our whole house scoping it out. But I didn't really think anything of that, right? And I'm just trying to get the dogs to stop barking so they don't wake up Ryder, our baby. I'm like, Justin, do you know that it is 3:30 in the morning? What are you doing? Bringing random people over from the bar. Like, what bar did you come from? He starts like mocking me. This is why he doesn't drink.
And we were all like, so he's an alcoholic. That's what you're describing right now.
Yeah, she said it in a very weird way. I mean, at the same time, she doesn't have to disclose to us or to the audience that her husband has a problem.
No, it was just kind of, it felt almost like she was in like personal denial.
Oh, 100%. She was. Yeah.
And then she proceeded to say the situation, and it's like, oh, he has like a problem that is concerning and affecting your life and the safety of your child.
Yeah. So she had that whole situation and nobody in the comments was understanding. Everyone was like, girl, run, get a divorce now. Obviously, she wasn't ready to go, so she didn't.
You know what's so fucking stupid is that y'all are giving me advice like this. Because if you've never made a mistake ever in your life, then come talk to me. And marriage does take work every single day. But didn't I say, for better or for worse, Yeah, this is the worst. This was a huge wake-up call for him. Now he understands why I don't want people over at our house that we don't know. I don't know why it took this for him to understand it, but either way, he has it drilled in his brain now. And he will never do it again. I know it. I know he won't.
And she basically said, he's very apologetic. He's not going to do it again. He said he's not going to do it again. And we got a security system. Then she gave a security system to her, and we know where every camera in her house is and how long it has motion sense for. It's horrible.
Do not worry, because now, if they do come back, good luck to that. We have glass break sensors on every single window in our house. We have indoor motion detectors. Anytime somebody opens a door, we have a doorbell camera. We have 3 outdoor cameras. All of the outdoor cameras have like motion detector lights on them that will follow you as you walk around. And if you stay in the light longer than 10 seconds when our alarm is set, it'll flash at you and we'll be alerted. Our security system is top notch.
She didn't seem to understand why that was a problem.
But the whole thing about her and why we keep covering her is because she is the biggest blabbermouth on the internet. It is insane. And I mean, honestly, from one blabbermouth to another, like, girl, you got to reel it in. Some things are sacred. Some things you don't talk about on the internet, especially when you know, and she knows this very well because she's mentioned this multiple times, that her reputation on the internet is someone who can't stop oversharing.
Well, and the thing is that's when it took the turn, was when the husband brought someone back to the house. Because before that, she was mostly just doing bar content, but that was the one that like set everyone over the edge. And they were like, oh my God, girl, this should have stayed in the drafts. But then also, they weren't like attacking her in the comments. It was attacking her husband and being like, girl, leave him right now.
Correct.
And then our problem with her oversharing is that she'll overshare something and like be venting about it. But then as soon as people like agree with her, she'd be like, well, no, don't you come for my husband. And it's like, what you do?
Exactly. We've talked about that phenomenon. It's like when you tell your family about your spouse or something and then they hold a grudge towards them and you're like, well, no, I love him. Like, stop. You can't do that. Yeah,
you
have to
only paint him in a negative light. What do you expect people to think?
You have to know what is okay and not okay to share. And then the last time we covered her, I believe, was because there was a super disturbing video of her son on the potty, and like she was like filming him, and it was just very weird and exploitative. And so we called that out, until one day Lily and I caught wind, because we got tagged a million times on TikTok.
Too many.
She actually left her husband. Oh wait, no, so that's the last time we covered her, because we did cover, I think, her TikTok that she made, and she said, I am not gonna be spilling any tea about my husband. So if you came here for that and you think I'm gonna overshare, think again, because it's not gonna happen. And we're like,
but if you thought I was gonna come on here and tell you why or talk crap about him, you were wrong. I'm not gonna do that.
Girl, you already told us why.
You guys thought I was gonna get on here and tell you all this, but I'm not. I literally finished watching. I was like, yet.
Okay.
How many hours before that changes?
Well, the thing is that even in that TikTok, if I remember correctly, she was disclosing custody situation. Like, she was like, oh, you know, we're gonna have a 50-50. Yeah, she started oversharing with things we didn't ask in that very TikTok, because she can't help it because she's Michelle the bartender. So anyway, that brings us to today, when, of course, we were right, and now she's oversharing about her ex-husband on the internet.
But here's the thing, is like, people in her comments do definitely, like, ask things, but I want everyone to please note what this question is asking her, and then what the answer is, because, spoiler alert, it's much more than she needed to say. It, like, most of it is unrelated, honestly. The question is, what will you do about the new house you guys bought? That's not asking any other details. That's just like, what are you going to do with the house? She could have been like, I'm staying in it, and he moved out, or we're selling it. No, this is what she says.
If you don't want to know the tea concerning my ex-husband and I, just go ahead and scroll right now.
I will not.
If you want to know the tea, but you want to leave a hateful comment, I know you made it past 5 seconds of watching, so go ahead and do your thing.
Qualified.
Thanks for helping me get paid. Anyway, as you probably already know, my ex-husband's an alcoholic. When he starts drinking, he cannot stop until all the alcohol is gone and you cannot go buy more. The night that I decided that we were not going to be together anymore, which there have been many events before that night.
Remember when the question was about what the house? Just want to remind
you. I honestly had already forgotten, because I'm just engulfed in
literally
what's
when Jesse
right
first sent it to me, I was like, what? Why? What are? Did I? Is this the? What is happening? Why are we saying all of this?
Yeah, he was drunk. Did some dumb things, and my family was there to see it. And that was embarrassing. He said he was gonna stop drinking over 30 times. And, you know, he would be good for a month, sometimes 2 weeks. It just depended. And then he would fall back into, oh, I can have a beer. I can have 2 beers.
He's an alcoholic.
No, you can't. and then some dumb stuff would happen. And then he'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, but it'll never happen again. And then I wanted to believe him. After so many times of believing that, I didn't believe him this time. He's not taking me to court, which is one of the smartest decisions he's made. All in all, I'm keeping the house. He has agreed to my proposal of what I was gonna let him take out of the marriage. Don't worry, he's coming out better than he came in. So, and he has not drank since the day that I made him leave.
The answer to that question took up 1 second. I'm not laughing at the fact that her husband's an alcoholic. I grew up with an alcoholic dad, and same thing. He would stop for a few weeks, and you're like, oh, great, he's back to normal. And then they start again because they're alcoholics. He needs rehab or something. Mm-hmm. But no one asked about that. Also, I feel like in one of the previous videos, she had said that she wasn't going to, like, badmouth him because it's her child's father.
But if you thought I was going to come on here and tell you why or talk crap about him, you were wrong.
What are you doing now? Like, what is this?
This is kind of complicated because looking at her actual situation, obviously she went through a lot of shit with him because of his alcoholism, and loving an addict is fucking hard. So I totally can sympathize with her there. She has every right to say her story and whatever she feels compelled to say. The only reason and the only thing I have that's like, about this is that she publicly shows her child on the internet constantly. And when you do that and then couple that in with bad-mouthing their father, that to me is not right. That equation is icky. Like, if you want to have your own profile where it's just you, you never show your kid, and you want to talk about how your ex-husband sucked, do it. But you're constantly showing his son, your son with him. All I can think of is, like, my mom and my dad, when they got divorced, both of them fucked up in terms of talking shit about the other one to me and to my brother.
And you have to feel like you pick sides, and, like, it's just confusing.
You could be angry with someone. I get it. Divorce is fucking hard. It's annoying, especially if she's, like, the one who worked for everything and he was just kind of, because that's what it looked like. Yeah. We talked about he's like a man baby. You know, she would do everything, and then he takes
she'd
half
like,
of that.
This is how you clean. But then also she vented it all to TikTok.
I know.
Which is my problem, because then leading up to this, how many things has she posted where she's like mad that people want the tea? And I'm like, you keep giving it right to them though. Like, that's what they've come to expect.
Do you remember the TikTok where she had to lock away the juices that she would mix her drinks with because her husband would
she
go in and steal
it? She put a lock
it
on a refrigerator. Because
not
he would
alcohol,
take the drinks that
juice
she needed for work.
Juices.
Yeah.
I've been having this issue where I go to the grocery store and I buy all these juices to be able to make TikToks. And before I make the TikTok, my husband will drink the stuff. And I'm sure you've gone through this if you have siblings or your husband is the garbage disposal, kind of like mine is. But I had the perfect solution. I'm going to show you guys what I did. I bought a mini fridge, and then I bought this lock off of Amazon separately. It works really well. Now I have a place that I can store all of my juices, and my husband cannot get to it. I think the juices that I'm missing are probably cranberry juice and orange juice, but we have time. I was worried that he would still be able to get into it, but you cannot get this thing off.
I'm not even joking. When I saw that, I'm like, oh my God.
A lot of the stuff she shared, which is why it was annoying, because then she'd get mad at people for, like, telling her to divorce him earlier. And I guess drinking a juice isn't a huge deal, but she did seem like she was the main supporter of the family. And it was not like it was her favorite juice that she was going to drink later. No, she was using them for work, like, to film stuff. And then he would go out of his way, even though he knew that they were for work, and drink them anyway. So it was just like a level of disrespect that seemed to constantly come back up. But then she would get mad at anyone for being like, we agree with you, he's awful. It's just been an interesting dichotomy that she's
yeah
showing.
I think a lot of women experience that too. You don't want to be someone's fucking mom. You want to be their partner. Like, it's just, it's not sexy to have to
valid
do everything
yeah
for your husband. So I totally get that, and I think she had every right to leave. Like, I'm not saying anything about that. It's just interesting the way she goes about it, because it's like, girl, they asked if you were getting the house, and honestly, that's nobody's fucking business. So stop sharing shit that, I always say this, but, like, stop sharing shit that can be used as ammo against you or to 100%. Judge you even further,
which clearly has upset her in the past.
Yeah, it's just, this is not the right way to go about it. But anyway, it gets worse, because this is not new. This was 5 days ago. We've gotten further since then. I just sent one to Lily, but she didn't want to watch it until now.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to give my reaction. Honestly, I wish I'd filmed my reaction to that one, because she just kept introducing a new thing. And I'm like, that's still not the answer of the question. Why are you telling me this? I didn't want to know.
Yeah, well, and then also, if you look at the view count, the views on her talking about her divorce are much higher than her regular content. So, like, that is what people are tuning in for, to basically say what we're saying here. It's like, girl, get a diary. Like, you know what I mean? So, okay, this new one. wild. Prepare yourself.
I'm sitting here and I'm trying to do this trade-off with our son. I gave him the address, the physical address of the place that I'm at. And I also dropped a pin of my location. He calls me when he gets there and he's like, where are you? And I'm like, I'm here. He's sitting here on the phone trying to argue with me, saying that I gave him the wrong address. But then he has me questioning stuff. I'm like, did I send him the wrong address? So I go back to my messages, I copy it and I paste it into Maps and it says, you have arrived. Yeah, because I'm there. And he's like, no, you didn't. You sent me the wrong address. And I'm like, you were supposed to be here at 1:45. It's 2:30. Some people have no sense of time and no respect for other people's time. Like when you type in your GPS, where you're gonna go, it tells you when you're gonna be there. How are you so far off? 45 minutes off? How did this happen?
He's in the car?
I've been sitting here an hour. Yeah. He just got here. He tried to show me on his phone how I sent him the wrong address. I didn't. It's this address.
Yeah, her son's in the car.
I was going to ask that in the beginning, but I was like, he's not in the car. The dad must be bringing the kid to her for the...
No.
At the very least, she needs like a friend that she could text. That it's like, why are you putting this on the internet? It's not your just vent sesh to have and just complain about things.
Right. It's so problematic for a million different reasons. But the kid being in the car absolutely breaks my heart. Again, I remember what it's like to feel your parent that you love so much talking shit about your other parent that you love so much. It's like, well, I don't fucking know. And then you feel like the problem is you. You're the rift between them.
Not even necessarily talking about the parent is awful too, but like just the energy of being that like aggressive and like in a bad mood has an effect on your kid for sure.
Even as a grown ass adult, if other adults that are not my parents or family or anyone is fighting around me, it's like this fight or flight response. It's a lot. And her kid's a toddler.
Trauma response probably, because same. But like, that's why I don't like confrontation. It's like, it just makes you feel like, oh no, like everything needs to be good again.
For sure. And it's okay to be angry and to have frustrations and stuff. But as the adults, we need to learn, like, she should have stepped the fuck out of the car, been right there, not like left her son or anything, but just step out of the car, take a fucking breath and get it together, because we cannot
at least film the TikTok outside of the car. Like, right. I think she shouldn't film it to begin with, but like that
and
is
And then
unreal.
It's interesting her reaction to when her son repeats or like weighs in himself on what's going on, because he's literally like 2 years old. Her reaction wasn't what mine would be, which is like, that would be such a sobering moment. That would be like a, oh my God.
Oh no, it's fine, honey. Like trying to like,
right. But hers was like, yeah, exactly. Like, girl,
what did he say?
45 minutes off? How did this happen? Yeah, how did it happen? Yeah, I've been sitting
like, that's fucked up.
I'm getting the vibe that she like doesn't think a 2-year-old is absorbing that. Like, she thinks like he doesn't understand what I'm saying, so it doesn't matter. And like, it does.
Maybe that's what she thought in the moment, but someone did comment.
The comment is, "Mom, please don't talk like that in front of the boy," with a bunch of hearts. So it wasn't even being like, "You're a shitty mom." It was just like, "Hey, gentle reminder, like don't do that." Oh, this is actually shocking turn of events. The caption for it says, "Y'all are 100% right. I'm going to do better."
Mm-hmm.
To everybody who commented things like this in the last video that I posted, I just want to say that you're 100% right. My parents hated each other. It negatively impacted me as a child, and I don't want that for Ryder. And so I'm going to do better. For everybody that doesn't know what I'm talking about, I posted a video right before this one voicing frustration about Ryder's dad not being able to pick a time and being able to be there at that time. And that is not an excuse to talk about his dad in that tone of voice that I was using. He just doesn't need to see me losing my cool and getting upset, like, regarding something that has to do with his dad. And so I agree with you guys. This is not the first time that he's done this to me, but I also did tell him after I calmed down, I called him and I was like, "Hey, if in the future you are more than 15 minutes late,
girl,
from the time that we agreed to do the switch, I'm just going to go home.
Cool, girl. No one cares.
And you can come get him if you want, but I don't have time for this anymore." And he agreed. I guess we'll see how that turns out.
Do you not have time because you're too busy filming TikToks about it right afterwards? Jesus Christ.
That's what frustrates me so much about her, because then she starts trailing off into oversharing things that, as two adults in a non, I'm assuming, non-abusive situation, she's not asking for help. She's not asking even for advice. She's just, again, screaming into the void. What bothers me is her oversharing, number one, but number two, still leaving the video up, where she is just reaming him.
But that is doesn't even seem like that she realizes that that's a problem. She was like, I shouldn't talk in that tone of voice when I'm talking about his father. It's like, no, maybe you shouldn't do that in general. And then also, then don't talk about his father.
Yeah, I just, I get it, you know, having it be triggering when you probably dealt with this man and a lot of shit, like she mentioned, for a long time. So she has all this built up resentment towards him and all that stuff. I understand why she is so easily frustrated, because to me, I'm like, it sounds like he got the time and place fucked up. Like, could it be weaponized incompetence, which I think is his MO? Sure. And I get that that's frustrating. But, like, he didn't hurt your child. He didn't, you know what I mean? Like, this is not the level that that needed to get to at all. And especially not in front of your kid. So, I don't know if she really gets that. I really don't. She left that video up.
I don't think she does at all.
It's disheartening. I think it's really immature. I hope that she does some reflection and gets some friends.
Friends? Or, like, I'm not trying to be, like, mean or, like, try and shit on her. I'm just like, girl, you need to maybe go to therapy. This is not your therapy. Like, you need to have someone to talk to clearly, because you have a lot of these pent up feelings. And maybe you don't have a friend that you feel comfortable telling or that wants to listen to it. But there are therapists that can do that. And I think it would benefit her a lot in the long run.
Yeah, definitely. And I know she doesn't have any kids with her other two husbands, because her and her ex, this recent ex-husband, have both been Jason married Momoa. Three times. Yeah, Jason Momoa. And I don't really hear her talk about her other exes, so
I think she has, like, an impulse control situation, inability to have impulse control. So it's not necessarily, like, her mining her past for story times. It's just, like, when she gets frustrated about something, she's like, well, gotta turn to TikTok and tell all my people so they can validate me.
I guess for her, it kind of feels like, this happened in my life. I have a platform that I could say whatever I want on, so why not?
I honestly think she probably does it so she can get validation from people that it's like, yeah, he is a dick, you're right.
Maybe, but not at the expense of your child. And again, you guys do share a child together. Please, for the love of God, watch what you say. And even, like, if you have some really fucking strong feelings, then yeah, maybe talking to someone, whatever that means for you, would be very beneficial, because doing the work on the resentment towards your child's parent could do a lot for your kid in the long run. I really think
that. Well, and this way of handling it is not going to do anything for you positive in the long run, because it's going to either get you mad because people are going to then have way too many opinions about your personal life, or Ryder's going to see it when he's older, and that's going to suck for him and you guys. And then I just, like, this is not a healthy outlet to be sharing your frustrations. Like, TikTok does not need to know all of this. TikTok does not even ask for most of this, and you just tell them anyway. So I just reel it in.
Agreed.
This is, like, the fifth episode we've covered. Always ends the same way.
I know. It's the same thing, just different font. Anyway, okay, so that's our update on our good friend, Michelle the bartender. Wish you well, queen. We can move on to our good friend, JoJo Siwa. Can we get this over with and do it quick? I want to be honest. I have not seen the Karma music video.
What? You didn't watch it?
Sorry. I didn't watch it. I, for some reason, thought we'd be live reacting, but I just realized the copyright situation. That would absolutely not be okay.
No, I think we should live react, and then maybe you just can put it, just turn it down, like, low. I think we play it maybe, and then we'll just pause it if you have commentary.
Okay, go for it.
I'll have a lot of commentary. I have seen it before because I couldn't resist. And, oh my God. On one hand, exactly what I was expecting. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like some, like, oh my God, that was a pleasant surprise. No, it was exactly what I was expecting. But it was also so much, I would say more, but it's, like, less than I was I don't even know how to frame my thoughts
right
now.
The freaking thumbnail literally looks like old JoJo, minus her almost kissing a woman in the background.
Almost kissing is the key there.
Her freaking, like, the whole gem thing and the gems in her hair, it's giving dance moms.
Well, I told you. It was, you like, know? She retired the bows and was like, now I'm old and I'm a bad girl, so I'm going to wear rhinestones now. Apparently, it is number one on the Billboard charts, and it has almost 8 million views right now. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that it's goodness. Like when, like, bad stuff trends. It's like, it's not on the Billboard charts because people love it. I don't think we shared this the last time, I came across a TikTok of a girl that had a theory that basically she has to know that what she has been doing is the cringiest shit anyone has ever seen. Like, between the dance, the music not being very good, like, overall, it's just been like a flaming pile of shit, if we're being honest.
I agree with that. However, I think I told Lily when she mentioned that theory to me, I was like, I half believe that, but in order to fully believe it, I'd have to believe that she's a good actor.
Well, no, but
and
so
I don't believe that.
I didn't finish the theory. It's basically that she's trolling everyone and knows that this is all shit, and she's doing it as like this huge marketing push to get everyone talking about her, and then she's gonna like flip the script and come out with something that's actually good, and people are gonna be like, oh.
Well, no, same thing that I just said. Like, she would have to be good at acting. And in all these interviews and in everything, she would have to be really good at selling it. And I just don't know that that's the case. However, what I will say is the second half of that theory, that people are going to be like, oh, wait, your other songs are actually good. I was telling Lily, that's already happened because she had a listening party. I don't know who was there, but everyone was having a grand old time.
It was her 40 biggest fans, I believe.
Oh, interesting. She had a listening party, and in that, she showed some songs, and people were recording those songs. And in all the comments that I saw of those TikToks, it was like, wait a second, this is actually good. But the problem with that is that allegedly, at least one of those songs was stolen from a woman who wrote it, who was like, wait a second, that's my song. So it looks like somebody sold the song to JoJo, maybe like some record producer fucked someone over here. That's one thing that happens in the music industry. But curiously, the track also sounds like this girl's voice who wrote the song. It does not sound like JoJo at all. And then I think that's why people are like, oh, this is actually good, because it's not her.
This song, I want you to listen for a very special ad-lib, because it is about one of my exes. And I will sure as hell point it out when that ad-lib comes, don't you worry. This next song is called Choose Your Fighter.
J-Lo, you know, when she stole pretty much everyone's vocals and her voice was like on it, but like turned down to a one. So that's the vibe I'm getting.
Well, and also I saw something interesting today that said that this song, Karma, that we're about to watch, which you won't hear because copyright, but
that I'm a bad girl.
Apparently it was originally produced by Rock Mafia for Miley Cyrus.
This song?
Yes. So I spoke too soon. A bunch of people were reporting that apparently this song was meant for Miley, but in today's episode of Lily's Unnecessary Deep Dive that she did while she should have been editing, I did a little digging and I figured out apparently Miley was involved, but not in the way that everyone's been reporting. It wasn't going to be her song because apparently Miley Cyrus wrote it. I don't know how involved she was in the writing process, and she's not listed as one of the songwriters on it, but I don't know if I would want to be either. It was from 2012 when this collaboration went down. It was for an artist named Britt Smith, apparently, who several times said that it was going to be her debut single. Apparently Timbaland was going to produce it, and Rock Mafia was still involved then, and apparently they are the ones that produced it for JoJo. So I don't know if anyone cared, but that's what I found. Okay, bye.
To that, I'm like, ew, really? But then, have you seen some of the people that have taken, like, done covers of it and, like, changed the arrangement around and it actually sounds good? Because Miley probably could make this song sound good. JoJo is the problem.
The lyrics are shit, I will say. I'm gonna stand
by like,
that.
The lyrics are shit in a lot of songs. It's how you present them. And I think even some of the covers I've seen, I've been like, oh, they aren't as noticeably bad at when people sing it in a certain way. JoJo, the auto-tune is just outrageous.
It's on maximum capacity.
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready for this journey.
Okay. It's number one in trending for music.
Oh, okay, she's almost kissing people already, period.
Immediately. Multiple people.
Wait, where's the warning?
That was just on her TikTok. Should I read that first?
Oh, so the warning's not even on the video?
No.
What? I thought it was a warning for this music video. She already had warned
people in advance on her TikTok, and then...
What if they missed it?
Just a five-year-old being like, JoJo! And it's like, oh. Caption, heads up. It says, warning, the following content is not made for children and may be disturbing or offensive to some viewers. Yes, but not for the reasons you think, JoJo. May contain sexual themes, violence, strong language, like effing, and dramatic scenarios and flashing lights. Viewer discretion is advised.
Here's the thing. I do understand the need to be very clear that, like, you are shifting gears in terms of your music. But if you're gonna do that, number one, that's a bit of an exaggeration. There's no violence or anything from what I've heard. But then also, why wouldn't you include that in the music video? I'm so confused. That's so stupid.
Yeah.
So much for a warning.
Okay. Back to the masterpiece.
Oh, God, her lip singing. How many times do you think she has worn this outfit? And listen, that's coming from someone who has at least worn this in, like, five episodes.
No, but, like, you know when little kids, like, they get, like, a princess outfit and then they want to wear that every day? That feels like what this
was. Oh, yeah. And the thing is, too, is, like, it's... I mean, I'm sure she dry cleans it, but it doesn't seem easily cleanable. I have questions.
I just realized that, yeah, this is the Kiss outfit. So she wore this to the billboard.
Maybe it was the same day. Who knows?
I don't know. And my least favorite part about it is this, like, weird little chin strap situation. It's just, like, looks like a long beard piece. Oh. A reverse rat tail almost.
It's a dark scene, but I can kind of see what you're saying.
It starts on her chin and then goes up. We don't need to spend any time on it. But anyway, she is, if you're listening, should we give them the visual? She's wearing the same outfit she wore to the Billboard Music Award, iHeart. It was iHeart Radio Awards. It's kind of giving, like, sea creature almost. Like, it's almost like she has...
Well, she is,
like,
by the beach.
Fins, would you say? And yes, and then she's laying, one might say seductively, but I would just say she's kind of laying awkwardly on the beach alone. Now she has been joined. And...
Oh my gosh.
I'd like to point out, there's very, very little storyline to any of this. She kicks off and she's, like, almost making out with a girl. Not making out with her, I think is key to point out, because I'll get to that. The girl's on top of her and they're, like, centimeters away. And then it flashes to now she's on a boat with the same girl on top of her.
Oh, wait, no, that's not the same girl. Is that the same girl?
Oh, sorry, did it switch? There's a few girls that she almost
That's
kisses.
What I was going to say. I think that's a different girl. Well, the reason why I was bringing that up in the first place is because you're saying no storyline. I think her only storyline was, like, okay, so what if, like, a bunch of hot girls, like, almost make out with me? Thoughts? It's like, JoJo, again, please.
Almost make out with her. Because, spoiler, she literally does not actually kiss any of them in the entire video. And, like, honestly, I'm not complaining about that because that probably would have been traumatizing to see as well. But it's just so funny how she's, like, acting like this is this, like, sexual music video. And literally, like, I feel like most videos, there's, like, some kind of a kiss in them. If this was the theme, never. Not once. There's dry humping, no kissing.
Well, dry humping is sexual.
Is it when JoJo is doing it, though?
Good point.
I recognize the dance already.
So she's with one girl. Another girl's like, hey, girl, come up. Oh, now she's with the other girl. Isn't that kind of accurate in terms of her love life?
I think the whole song, it's like, I was a bad girl because I did some bad things. I think it was like
cheating.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, basically, okay. She's in a love triangle right now. There's like a already a weird unnecessary pause that, I mean, I don't have the actual song downloaded, so maybe it's in there too. But you know how music videos, they'll kind of like add some sound effects or stuff to like,
What was that?
It was the most unnecessary break. Like, we haven't even gotten to the chorus
yet.
Oh
my gosh, that is an interesting choice.
Usually that would be like something they do like halfway through to like cut and like someone talks or something. No, it's just like weird heartbeat sound effects. And now we have gotten to the dance.
Oh God, here we go. D- Did she do it the same? No, she did it less.
I will say, she did do the moves less full out in this. Still is a bit much, though.
Not nearly as much as her TikToks, which she does have a sit-down interview where she says, or she alludes to the fact that I guess that she was trolling for TikTok.
Which I half believe, but then I also think that, like, she wasn't trolling to begin with, and then she saw people react, and then she was like, oh, shit, I didn't look cool, and then that was, perhaps, like, her damage control. So then she decides she's leaving the threesome for some reason unprovoked. I don't really understand. And she backs up and then does just a free fall backwards into the ocean. Why? No one knows.
JoJo knows.
The fact that there's a lyric that's like, you'll be snoring.
This song sucks.
It's terrible. I'm sorry. It just, but you couldn't have had anything else.
It's like, sleeping. What do we do at sleep? Snoring. Yes, that.
Have you ever seen Creature from the Black Lagoon?
Yeah, I was about to say, this is giving a possession.
The way she just crawled out of the water like a literal creature.
Yeah, she looks like the Grudge.
There it is.
Oh.
I couldn't really tell. She changes too many camera
angles. Yeah, the camera's shaking. Fuck. Yeah, she's still popping a lock and dropping.
They conveniently do cut to a very, very wide shot right when that moment would be happening. And because her hair is kind of in like this faux mohawk situation, it's not as floppy as the ponytail. So I feel like that makes it seem more.
Well, let me see the end of this dance, because that she gets pretty wild in the TikToks. Oh, no, yeah, she was going
she
in.
She is, but I think the thing is, and probably why she was, I'm not excusing it, I'm just commenting, this is probably her reasoning behind it. Since they're doing it in water, they're doing it to, like, get more of, like, a splash and stuff, and the water does kind of distract you from how aggressively she's doing it.
I don't know, they're also cutting a lot, like, every second is they're a being different very shot, generous so it's with hard to see, but she's doing it very similar to her TikTok. It's not, like, drastically less that it's like, oh, yeah, she trolled us.
It's just that there's, like, so much other things going on, you're kind of like distracted, so it doesn't seem as out of control. Get ready. We've moved on to all the dancers have left. She's just left with one girl. They're doing a little duet dance on the beach, and get ready for some dry humping.
I'm not ready for the dry. Oh,
it gets worse. Oh! They're now they're in the water. You think they're gonna kiss? Nope, they don't.
You absolute witch. Why wouldn't you tell me? Why wouldn't you send me a clip of that or something? I wasn't ready.
I thought you were gonna watch it before.
Oh my god. Okay, first of all, holy shit. Okay, so the first one was just a hell of a thrust on JoJo's part. She was fucking pounded it in. And honestly, Slay Queen, you know, go get it. But the second one was what's pretty alarming, the spin and hump. That's something I've never seen before. And you know what it reminds me of? I believe I'm correct in saying Jamaican people, I'm pretty sure it's like a thing, where they dance and the women, it's like they're gonna snap the man in half. They are just like bouncing on them.
I do know what you're talking about. Or like they'll flip upside down and like be like, yeah.
Yes. I had two people do that in front of me on a cruise once, and it was the best night of my life. But like, seriously, that is what she's giving. It's like, oh, we're spinning. Oh shit, we're spinning and humping and twerking and working. Like, wow, my heart's pounding. That was exhilarating.
I have more comments, but I'll wait until after we're done with this little routine. They've made it though into the water now. So now it's all wet. So it's even sexier.
Yeah, now everybody's in all theory, moist.
But what's happening? The girl's kind of limp and she's just throwing her around.
She literally... Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Oh. Are there... Oh. Kit. Oh my god, this is so cheesy. So everything goes in reverse, but you know what? It's not even giving a well-edited reverse. No offense to the editors of this music video. It's giving when you accidentally rewind on Premiere Pro. Has that ever happened to you where, like, it just starts going, like really choppy and weird? That's what it's giving.
The whole video is so choppy, though, and it, like, doesn't really make sense. I mean, there isn't a storyline, but from the little storyline there is, they're cutting all over the place, and it's like, she crawls back into the water, but then suddenly the girl's in the water, but she
and
just
why are we
left
rewinding? What's the rewind?
I don't know. I have no idea what's going on. And the outfits here are giving, like, Xenon.
Yeah, it's all very convoluted. I know there's some deep meaning in JoJo's mind, but I just can't put my finger on it.
Is there?
Maybe not.
We already saw this part.
Karma! That is giving... Nickelodeon. That is what that is giving.
Wait, this last one, I was like, she has to kiss her in this one, right? Like, it's just this prolonged hold. Nope.
Wow, not Lily wanting to see a JoJo makeout sesh.
That is actually the last thing I want to see, but sure. I just think it is so funny how she is portraying this to be like this sexy ass music video, and like it's really raunchy, and I'm like, girl, I've never seen a music video with less sexual tension than this one.
I really want to share that TikTok that I sent you where she was at her listening party singing Karma, because I just want to share the hip thrust with everyone.
Oh, sure. Here.
And you're welcome for that.
Okay, so this is the listening party. Colleen Ballinger and James Charles were in attendance.
Shut the fuck up. Are you joking? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, she has pictures with both of them. Yeah, and Colleen vlogged it.
Oh, JoJo, you little shit. Like, what the fuck is she doing? I mean, I know what she's doing. She stood by them.
I was going to say, I'm not surprised. Wow. Like, those are, like, her friends, and that probably is why she is the way she is.
She's allergic to the microphone, by the way. Watch when she does try to sing the chorus, because she absolutely is not singing. Oh. Here we go. Thrust in three. Ooh! Why was it so sharp? No, but it's so funny because, like, she obviously is singing when she's going, Karma! Like that. That is her. But when she is fake singing her chorus, she's lip singing. And I'm just like, girl, you know we could tell the difference, right? There. She's not singing there.
She's literally like, ooh!
Yeah, she looks like she's gonna pop
like
a little,
that Shia LaBeouf meme.
Yeah, she's gonna pop a little turd out. Karma!
I don't know what the thrust is worse, or when she goes, Karma.
Ugh. Thrust. Oh!
Oh, like, here's the thing. Even if she's trolling about, like, the song or some of the dance, like, those are her actual... That was her. That's not trolling.
Oh, yeah. And it comes from the depths of her soul. Anyone could see that. Like, this is JoJo Siwa. And nothing is more authentic to who she actually is than when she says that word karma. Like, when she goes, karma! That is, like, she is very much still... glittery unicorn JoJo. And you know what? That's okay too. Everyone told her, you're too freaking big to wear the bows and whatever. And she thought she had to do this. Look at what you fuckers did. We didn't do that. We didn't tell her she couldn't be a kid forever. Be a kid forever, JoJo, if that's what saves us from watching this ever again.
You know, if we flash back to when you censored me when I was ranting about Deaf Noodles.
I don't recall.
I have had to censor myself on my thoughts on JoJo Siwa since she came on Beauty Break back in 2014. No, I don't even know.
You
when.
Met JoJo? Do we know that?
Are you kidding? We've had this entire conversation before.
Well, I forgot about
on
it.
On the show. So. Well, because remember, because it was during all the Colleen stuff, and I was saying how, ironically, she had done a video with Miranda Sings, and she, I guess they were shopping her around to do PR appearances because she had a book coming out called... JoJo's Guide to the Sweet Life. My boss was basically like, he forced us to have her on, and I've never argued with him about anything. This, I was like, that was the hill I was dying on, was like, we are not having JoJo Siwa on this show. I think it was in like 2017. I was like,
she is 13. What do we get out of that? And he's like, well, you get a lot of views. And I'm like, I don't care. We don't want her audience. And we weren't even like extremely inappropriate. We'd make like dick jokes or like euphemisms that we'd say, but it wasn't like overtly inappropriate. And still I felt uncomfortable trying to like pander to a 12-year-old audience. There's that, but I even had to cut out some of my texts in that conversation because it's just me going, George, JoJo is awful. No, she's not
coming. Oh my God.
He's like,
you clocked her.
She's so annoying. And then she comes on. Guess who was so annoying? And all the comments were like, why is she here? Never have her on again. And I was like, huh.
But anyway, JoJo, much like Michelle the bartender, wish you well, queen, on your journey.
I'm curious to hear. I didn't hear any of the other new songs. So maybe she will surprise everyone and it'll be good.
Not if she's stealing other people's voices. But anyway, that was our coverage of JoJo for today. Obviously not the full extent of it, the whole lawsuit thing, you know, everything. All in due time, friends. My dog is barking. Everyone just got to my house. I gotta go.
Be patient, guys. We need to do like a full deep dive to understand all of that. We just needed to react to because it's self-explanatory. Should we do We Love the Internet to finish things off?
Sure.
I did promise to last time. I don't know if I have to. Okay, I have one that relates back to, was it last episode? Two episodes ago. Kristen Cavallari dating the 24-year-old. I think I mentioned in that one, I always pass people on TikTok that do imitations of her, and it's so funny because she has such a specific voice. And this is definitely one of the girls, and this I thought you would enjoy.
Do I have baby fever? Maybe. Would you not want to create a little bambino with that tree of a man? Yeah, I'll wait. Because you know. Would that dog need like the best genes on the planet? Like, you're welcome for procreating Kristen plus Mark Estes equals baby Estes equals hottie little Estes. People say that I'm too old to have kids. Hello, no, I'm not. My eggs are still really, really healthy. I just went to the gyno last week and the gyno said that my eggs are ready to hatch, okay? They're not dried up.
What I do want to say about Kristen Cavallari that I didn't get to say is, gosh, her fucking audio is shit all the time. I mean, I know our audio isn't going to win any fucking awards, but her audio is so shit. And she has the same mics as us. I'm like, girl, what is happening?
She probably doesn't have the cloud lifter.
Even if she doesn't have the cloud lifter, she is literally just like screaming into the mic. It's peaking constantly. Girl, back away or something.
We do the loud max thing on the edit too, though.
That's true. She needs that.
Yeah, no, she definitely has everything turned up way too loud, and it's too much.
It's awful. And in her interview with the Montana Boys, she's so quiet. They're like peaking. It was so bad. But anyway, can you go to the page before the TikTok that you just sent? Because that JoJo impression is what I want to use as my We Love the Internet.
Yeah. We're under my favorites, but this has been viewed 18.8 million times, so I'm not shocked.
Dream guest on my podcast? Oh my gosh. I mean, honestly, let's spice things up. One of my exes.
Honestly, let's spice things up a bit. What my exes?
Have you seen that, the clip she's basing that off of?
No. Oh my God, stop it.
Get ready.
Dream guest on my podcast? Oh my gosh. I mean, honestly, let's spice things up. One of my exes.
Oh? I didn't know it was real. That is, wow. Full circle moment.
So if we go back to that first one that we the parody that we just watched.
Yeah, it's spot on. No, it's great.
The comments are like, you're telling me this isn't JoJo Siwa? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
It's too much. I did promise to last time, so I'm like, I could do another JoJo.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
If she's trolling everyone, then as you said, she's a great actress because she really is trying to sell this. But she is talking about this song like it is her coming of age moment. Her bangers moment, if you will.
This song is special. Karma is special. No. This was 2 years ago. So I was 18 still. I was very afraid of the lyrics of Karma. I wasn't ready to say I was a bad girl. I wasn't ready to say I should have known better. If I had a wish, I would have never effed around. Another late night, another crazy mood, and I didn't think twice what it would do to you. I didn't feel comfortable saying that yet. I didn't feel comfortable singing that yet. But I told her, I said, this song is special. I want it. It's never going to be my first song. And I remember saying that. I was like, it's never going to be my first song because it's too much. I was like, but yes, like I want it and it'll eventually see the light of day with me. And this is when I was planning on my music coming out in 2 months. Little did I know it was going to be 2 years.
She's so brave.
I'm like, you weren't ready to say you were a bet. I would never be ready to say I'm a bad girl because that is the cringiest shit I've ever heard. But like, what?
No, this is why the theory of her faking all of this, I'm like, no, you're going to tell me she's acting that out? No. She's like dead ass serious right there.
Right? Like, I don't believe, like, she's really selling it. And I mean, she has grown up on camera. So like, she does know what is going to do at least well. I don't know. Well, numbers wise, I don't know if she can really gauge what the reaction's going to be, but it just seems like too authentic who she seems to be for it to be fake.
Yeah, agreed. Well, that's enough JoJo for today and possibly forever. Who knows?
What the girlies want, the girlies get, and the girlies really wanted more JoJo, so.
Really?
You're welcome, girlies.
What is wrong with you people? Oh my god,
are you kidding? They were like revolting when they're procrastinating. They're pushing it to the very last minute. Yeah, because we don't love talking about JoJo.
I don't like talking about her at all, but interesting if you guys like hearing about it. Anyway, okay, well, that's where we'll leave you if you guys made it to the end. As always, we appreciate you very much. Thank you
for
joining us
for this collective cringe.
Yes. I hope you had a wonderful weekend and a great rest of your week. And as always, we will see you on Friday. Bye.
Cheers. And thank you again for donating if you did. Thank you. Or if you didn't, thank you for the support anyway.
Yes. Love you guys. Bye.